Every second of the lives that's leaving this world, every second, someone, somewhere is dying. Somewhere, someone is being born. The living, he said, know that they must die, and the dead know not anything. Once you die, there's no device in the grave where man goeth, where he can work. For when he goes down, the Bible said he's going down to rise no more until the heavens be no more. Death is the final destiny of this flesh. It's going down to rise no more. He said, and I thought of the writer, Paul said, but bare grain or some other wheat, it may come forth, and though it lie in the earth and the root wax old in the ground, and though it rots away, yet through the sin of water it said it might sprout and bring forth again. We think how the man goeth down and is no more, and how that one day that we believe in a resurrection of the just and the unjust. I believe the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the marvelous liberty of the grace of God and the power of the liberty of God. When he brings it forth, it's coming forth from a natural state unto the glorious body, likened unto Jesus' most glorious body. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body. We have bodies celestial and bodies terrestrial. He said, as the glory of the sun and the glory of the moon and the stars differed in glory, so shall the resurrection be. For there'll be as much difference. And the man that you look at as you see the sun shining the day and the stars of the night. The body's going down. I'm glad, brethren, I'm not going to have to dwell in this body. I'm glad as I see my brothers and my sisters. My little sister, I got news that she's got this disease of lupus and some other problems, but she has no immune system. Don't know the Lord. And the doctor told her if she'd get a cold, she can die within 6 hours. Just sorrows and worries and troubles here in the flesh. The body here, we have pains and suffering. Brother Terry just went through an ordeal. The righteous, we have no promise of perfection here in the flesh. But the outward man is going to perish day by day. But the inward man, I'm glad I can feel the renewing of the Spirit of the Lord as the Lord renews our very hearts and our minds. We are made anew all over again. Oh, the name of Jesus. I love you this morning. I want you to come to Him. I prepare to live, for you know why, that you're gonna die. Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I'll wait for my change to come. Hide me away in the grave, Lord, until thy wrath be passed, and then remember me. I'll call for me and I'll answer. I'm going to tell you today, brother, this ain't the final, this ain't the final end of this old man that you look out. He's going to be put back on the the wheel again, brother. And then he said, and the Bible said, as the potter have power over the clay, so shall God, brother, make one unto honor and one unto dishonor. This old man that you look at, he's a vessel in dishonor of the day because of sin, brother, condemned in the flesh. He's going back under the dust from when he came from. But God, brethren, is going to bring him out of there one morning. I believe in a resurrection of the just and the unjust. Brother Hurley, I believe that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Though they went down in faith, believing in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, for if you believe, that Christ died and rose again, even so them will God bring with him. And he's coming, brother. Listen the day. What are they going to do? I believe, brother, we're going to reunite back with the body that will be fashioned like unto his most glorious body. We're going to raise, brother, in the likeness of him. In the day, I am the beginning. God created man in the image of God. Created he them, brother, and after his likeness, brother. The day I'm glad today that God, brother, give the likeness of Christ in Jesus Christ. If you've been born again, brother, the likeness I bear in my body, Paul said, the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, in the world, when I went out and sinned, I sinned against God, and I took on the likeness of the wicked one, brethren. My speech betrayed me with ungodly communication that proceeded out of my mouth. For out of the heart the mouth speaks this morning, brother. What kind of communication is proceeding out of your lips today? Does your lips betray you? For in the limb, in the very lips, brethren, is the power of life and death. For out of the heart proceedeth the murder, the adulterer, the fornicator, and the liar, brethren. All these things comes out of the heart of man and defileth the whole body. Why did they defile the whole body? For the inward man must be born again in order for the outward man to have the very hope, brethren, of a resurrection in Christ. Listen today, brother. This resurrection of Christ took place a long time, about 2,000 years ago, when they laid him in the grave, brother. The old wicked one thought surely, we got rid of him and he'll be around no more. We crucified him. We caused the blood and the water to come out of his side. No doubt the demons of the earth, when they watched that, brethren, they rejoiced. But I wonder, the third and appointed morning, brethren, when he came forth victorious over death, hell, in the grave, I wonder what the devil thought about that. Brethren, the day when God had bound him, listen, the day and set a seal, brethren. while he was in the grave, and the devil could not bring forth destruction, brother. He had a seal upon him that he couldn't move until Christ come forth out of that grave, brother. Listen, it was a day known unto the Lord. There was neither day nor night, neither law nor grain, brother. In the day, I believe the day that God held the power of life and death in his hand, brother. The devil, listen, the day, brother, he had power over death, which was sin under the law, and there was no law that can give life or verily righteousness, would it came by that law, but the law came by Moses. But grace and truth came by the Lord, oh brother, and it come down in my soul and brung life unto this old man that had been pronounced death upon me. Listen, the die, die, never die. Do you got that pronunciation upon your life today? Have you turned your heart unto the wicked one? Are you following after him? The end of you will be destruction forever and forever in a lake of fire, friend. But I want you, as Paul said, I do know in the tower of the Lord. I want to persuade ye this morning to turn from the wicked ways of this world and the wicked thong. Brethren, let your thong be upon the Lord. Let your mind be upon the Lord. Turn from them wicked ways. Keep your mind upon Jesus and call upon him as he begins to shine the light. How long does he shine the light for? Brethren, all the day long. He said, I stand with outstretched arm. He don't come just for a little while and run away. You're the one leaves, brethren. You turn to death here unto him. He's a standing there, brethren. He's a wanting you to come. He's a looking for you to come. Will you turn your heart to him? You turn to death here, brethren. You turn unto the wicked one. How long will he stand there? I don't know, friend. One thing I do know, he said, my spirit will not always strive with man. It may be until the day you draw your last breath. I don't know that. But brethren, listen today, friend. There's a danger of dying in sin. There's a danger of being right here on this earth, twice dead and plucked up by the roots, that never have another chance. I don't know who them people are. But one thing I know, it work while it's day, for when night comes, no man can work. What is night, brethren? It's when God has quit working with you. For there's light, brethren, the darkness has to flee. The writer said the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended the not. You do well that you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the day star rises in your heart. Who is this day star, brethren? He's the one that sprung from on high, had visited us, brother, had brought knowledge of salvation by the remission of their sin through the tender mercies of our God. It's by his tender mercy this morning I am what I am by the grace of God. Brethren, where would I be without grace? Where would I be without mercy? Oh God, I'd have been as Sodom and Gomorrah. I'd have been as the wicked nations of old. I'd have went down to the nether parts of the earth without hope, without God, brethren. many men went down, and they're waiting, brethren, for that day. I'm going to tell you, friend, if you don't come to the Lord while you're alive, when you die, your very soul is going to a place called hell, where you'll be tormented in the flames, brethren. The word had an S on it, brethren. I had more than one torment. I believe they'll be able to look over in heaven's land. They'll be able to see what they mean. They'll be able to remember what they've done and how they missed all the pleasures of heaven, brethren. If you gained the whole world, friend, what would you give for your exchange? Would you give this whole world if you owned it? If you owned it all, you'd give it up. You'd say, I thought of them that said, Brother Terry, that God, that Christ went back and warned them, and that was in hell. Well, now, friend, if Christ went back and warned them, there'd be nobody in hell if he'd give them another chance. Time and chance has happened unto them all. There's no device that you can work where man goeth. You'll work while the day is. When night comes, you have to say amen unto your own condemnation. For as the tree fall, so shall it be risen. If you fall in sin, you're going to be raised in sin. If you're a corruptible tree, you're going to be raised a corruptible tree. Every seed is going to get its own body. How many seeds are they? Just two seeds. There's a seed of the bondwoman, and there's a seed of the free woman. Many more children is of the bondwoman, Brother Junior. But there's a remnant today. There's a few today that has took heed. How many is that number, brethren? Brother, as the stars of heaven. He said, Abraham, if you can number the stars, you can number your seed. He wasn't talking about the fleshly seed, friend. He was talking about the seed of the promised one, talking about the free woman, brother. Those that would believe upon the written word of God, those that would believe that Jesus died and rose again are counted for the seed this morning, brethren. If you've been born again, you're part of that seed, and you're part of the living woman today. Listen today, and every seed is going to get its own body. When they come forth from the earth, brethren, he's going to raise them in that morning by the power of God. Though I believe in the resurrection of the just and the unjust. But here's the sad part. He's going to set the righteous. He's going to set the sheep on the right hand. He's going to say unto them on his left hand, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I'd never known you. But he's going to say unto those on the right side, come ye, blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the world was. Before the world was. Before the foundations of the earth. How long has Jesus been? Some say this and some say that, brethren. But he said, and testified in the book of Revelation and said, I'm Alpha, I'm Omega, I'm the beginning, I'm the end, I am the first, I am the last, I'm he that was dead. Behold. I'm a whole, behold, other words to look. Behold, when he come out of that grave, behold, I'm alive and that forevermore. I've got the keys, John, of death and hell. I hold it all in my hand. I'm glad he got my life in his hand today. I'm glad my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. I'm glad he sees my name on the palm of his hand. I'm glad the angel of the Lord are encamped around me the day at the mountains and the hills around Jerusalem. So is the Lord around and about his people henceforth and forever. He's an everlasting abider, brother. He don't abide just for a day or two. Now listen what I'm telling you, brother. If he comes abide the day and you don't take heed under that line, then you'll have to wait another time. But when he comes to stay at your house, he's an everlasting abider. Listen the day he said, I'll come in. And my Father, this is what he'll do for you children this morning. If you open up your heart, he said, I stand at the door, at the heart's door, and I knock on your heart. And there was a man one time wrote, drawed a little picture of Jesus standing at the heart's door, and there was no handle on the outside. The man said, why ain't there no handle out there for the... He said, the doorknob's on the inside. You got to open up the door and let the Son of Righteousness come in. He said, if you open up the door, I'll come into you. I'll sup with you and you with me. I'm my Father. I will take up our abode within you and we'll go no more around. I'll give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish, brethren. Here, brethren, I'm going to perish one day. I feel the outward man perishing. Day by day I'm getting weaker, brother. There's a man on the inside is getting stronger. I've got my eyes on Canaan's land, brother. I've got my eyes on heaven's sweet land. On a man called Jesus who will deliver me out of all my trouble. His eyes are over you. His ears are open unto your cries. Oh, they cried day and night. God will not forsake you, friend. Not all the day. He said, I'll let no evil come upon you in the seventh hour. I'll not forsake you in the sixth. I'll let no evil come upon you in the seventh. I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word shall not pass away. You can take a fire and burn the book.
Won't make any difference.
Oh, but the word is not going to pass away. For it is the living word. It's the word that was from the beginning, brethren. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. I think of what Jesus cried when he prayed, brethren. Glorify me with the glory that I had with you before the world was. And God spoke to him and said, I have glorified thee. I will glorify thee again. And he glorified him, brother, when he brung him forth out of that grave and took him back to heaven, brother, and set him on the right hand of the majesty on high. All power, angels and authority being made subject unto him. That's the God I'm serving today. Who is all in all. Who is above you all. Who is in you all. If so be that you've been born again, he's in you and all of you. I'm the Father and the Father in me. I'm you and you and me. We're one in Christ today, brother. We're members in particular. But we're one today, brother. Who can separate you from the love of God?
Nobody.
Apostle Paul made it very plain. Listen today. What can separate you from the love of God? I declare today, brother, he said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, principality nor power, things present or things to come, shall be able to separate you from the love of God, brother, which is given in Christ Jesus the Lord. Paul said, I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto his hand. What have you committed to his hand? I committed my very life, brother. All that I have is his this morning. My very life, my very soul, my very spirit, and my very flesh, brother. Listen, you're made up of three, the soul and the spirit and the flesh, brother. Listen today, friend. He wants your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. He don't want just a little part of you this morning. He wants you to sell out with the wicked one. Turn from the evil friend. And though your sin be as scarlet, he said, I'll make them white like wool. Though, brethren, listen today. They be as scarlet, though, listen, they be as crimson, I'll make them white like snow. And I thought, listen, church, I want to preach to you a little bit. As I thought about the snow, Brother Terry, how it covered the mountains, he said, I'll cause your sin to be cleansed like snow, white like snow. But after a few days, sometimes the snow gets a little dirty. Don't spot your garments, friend. Listen today. By your very works, man will have confidence or not in you. You can spot your garments, and man will have no confidence in you tomorrow. Brethren, the works, every man's works is going to be tried, and that by fire. Though the work shall be burned, yet he'll be seen as by fire, brethren. Listen today. I'm glad, brethren, that every man's works is going to be tried. No doubt I got a few things I ain't just right, brethren. I'm not perfect here in this flesh. But I strive my very best. I want to be perfect. And I cry, Lord, sometime, let me be perfect. You can't be perfect here because of sin, because of the sin condemned in the flesh. Listen today. You're drawn away when you're drawn away of your own lust and in time. Listen today. Keep your eyes on the Lamb, brother. Hold fast and walk on, brother, in the straight of the narrow path. For straight is the gate, narrow is the way, leads to life everlasting. Few there be is going to find it. Have you found that way today? Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. And by me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture, brother. The sweetest pasture that I can tell you about is the day when Jesus comes into your life, carries you out on the mountain of sweet deliverance, friend, and brings sweet peace to you. There'll never be a joyous day like that. From that day on, with joy you can draw out of the wells of salvation. For salvation's of the Lord. Don't look unto the world. Don't look unto man. I can only guide you and show you the way. Only Jesus can save you. Salvation is none other than in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation's of the Lord. And if you'll come to His terms, you'll be born again. If you come under the terms that He has set up, He set up terms, brother. And I'm taking too much time here. God has got terms for you to come. It's the terms of the gospel. It's only one way. He ain't set up a dozen ways. You've got to come His way. The Bible, you know, they say in the day that you give Him your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and don't try to find that read exactly like it, but that's sound doctrine. We can find in the old Bible said in the day that you give him your whole heart and soul, mind, or your whole heart and soul, mind and strength, something of that nature, he'll be found of thee. Same thing, but a lot of people try to criticize because you don't quote every word. And but if you'll give God your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, I promise you, by the word of God, that he'll come in and take up his abode in there. And he'll go no more out, and you'll be born again, and you'll live forever and forever and ever. But if you fail to repent, you're going to die, and never die, going down where the beast and the false prophets are, and you'll never come back again. You'll never have another opportunity. Once life leaves your body, once God, let me say this, once God quits striving with your heart, when he quits striving with your heart, that'll be the end for you, friend. Whether it's by death or whether God just withdraws his spirit, you'll be gone. You'll be twice dead, plucked up by the roots here while you're walking. I'm going to hush, brother. Let some of these other brethren come.